go out and feel everything. If you hold me, I will let you into my dreams. For time is a river running into nowhere. We must live while we can, and we drink our cup of laughter.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are talking in the month of May. For some of you maybe don't know it, May is Mental Health Month, and we are thrilled to have on the phone with us right now Emily Shug. She is the Deputy Director of Social Services with Dakota County, and we're just tickled that you're able to talk with us not only today but this month. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, and thank you most so much for the opportunity to talk about mental health. As you mentioned, it is May is Mental Health Month, and it's an important focus throughout the year, but especially during this COVID period. So many of us are experiencing additional stress and anxiety, so really appreciate the opportunity to be with you today.
Well, thank you. Can you please tell us what you think the umbrella of mental health means?
Sure, yeah, that's, you know, it just as physical health encompasses a lot of different aspects of how we live and how we experience our relationships and our kind of day-to-day life, mental health is the same. So we all have different, we're all experiencing mental health every day, and we all have ups and downs in that. Some people experience more significant kind of mental health issues. The statistics are about 1 in 5 of us experience at a time in our lives a mental illness, so that could be anxiety or depression, bipolar disorder. So there's a mental health exists on a continuum. So we all have opportunity to practice good mental health, and there are a variety of resources that exist to help and support us with mental health throughout our lives.
So when you mentioned that 1 in 5 people will have a mental health episode or a mental illness in some regard, how do you know if it's something that is truly a crisis situation versus, I think right now, during this odd COVID-19 quarantine period, we're all experiencing varying degrees of it, of anxiety, of, you know, being down in the dumps, those kinds of things. How do we know when it is time to seek help?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, and I think there's always opportunity to seek help and support, and sometimes just connecting with each other can be a really important strategy and helps us cope with different difficult times. But I think it really is important to point out that there is help available. And I think some of the things to think about if you're thinking about whether or not it might be a good option to seek professional support or support through a warm line or through a crisis line is when thoughts or feelings are really getting in the way of what would be normal functioning for you. So if it's impacting your sleep or your relationships or your ability to cope day to day, those would be some times that it would be really important to be reaching out and getting support. You'd also mentioned crisis situations. So I think, you know, anytime people are experiencing intense feelings of hopelessness or needing that level of support, we do have crisis resources that are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so with those thoughts of suicide or helplessness or hopelessness, those resources are always available.
Can you please tell us about all the resources that Dakota County offers?
Yeah, we do offer a lot of resources, and especially during this COVID time, one of our first things that we did was just really making sure that all of our resources were able to meet the needs of county residents, you know, differently maybe in terms of our ability to do face-to-face, but that all of our local resources are still available. And so one of the important resources to share with your listeners is our 24/7 crisis response unit. So that is staffed by mental health practitioners and professionals, and they answer calls 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Their phone number is 952-891-7171. And they're available to provide support, to provide resources. They are just a wealth of knowledge. They can listen and provide ideas. And they are, as you mentioned, they're also a really good place to ask some of those questions about when to seek support and where to seek support. We have a variety of low-cost options that we can make available for residents, and also just helping people navigate their health insurance benefits. A lot of people do have great resources that they can access through their health care providers, but it's a complicated system, so just having somebody that can help walk through that complicated information can be helpful, especially if somebody is at a period where they're experiencing stress or anxiety.
You bring up a really good point in that there is low-cost help, because a lot of times I think people think it's very expensive to seek help for mental health.
That's right. There, you know, often people may have, you know, may have a barrier to seeking support because they do worry about that cost. But again, that's where we can really help people navigate that and identify what resources might be available that are low cost or reduced cost. And so that crisis line and our other points of intake at the county have information about those options as well.
What are some of the stigmas that you want to clear up about mental health issues?
Thanks for asking that. I think, you know, one of the reasons I really appreciate this opportunity to talk with you today is because there is still a lot of stigma around mental health, and a lot of people, just because of sort of how mental health has been viewed in our society, often are uncomfortable talking about it. But I think the way that we really address this is through these types of opportunities where we're talking about it as a community. And, you know, there's been a lot of push around the campaign to make it okay to talk about mental health, and that's one of the big things that we focus on through the county, through our public health department, through our social services work, is really kind of talking about mental health as something that impacts all of us and is something, again, that we're all dealing with day to day on a continuum. But the importance of talking about things and reaching out for support is, stigma really gets in the way of that. But by talking about it and making it okay, we can help kind of break that barrier for people.
Do you think that's generational?
I think in some sense it is. Certainly, I think we have made a lot of strides in the last number of years in making it okay to talk about mental health, but that's certainly not the case widely. And as you mentioned, kind of different generations may have a different view of that. Different communities often think about mental health differently. So we still have a long way to go in reducing stigma, but I think we have made a lot of gains in the recent years.
So tell us a little bit about besides the crisis response number that you gave us, what are some other resources that are available?
Yeah, thanks for asking. You know, at a local level, and some of your listeners might be interested in this, while not specific to mental health, we do understand that people are right now dealing with a lot of stressors related to kind of their employment or housing or food resources. And so one of the other resources that I wanted to make your listeners aware of is Dakota County has set up a COVID hotline that can answer a variety of questions related to access to health care and, again, other community resource information. So that number is 952-891-7834. And again, we have public health nurses from our public health department that are staffing that line, and they're a wealth of information around a variety of things, because we do understand that all of those different life domains that people may be struggling with or may have changed a lot for people also create worry and stress and fear. So we hope that by providing information through that line, that can help to provide people with those other supports, because again, mental health is a part of everything that we're experiencing, and a lot has changed for people in recent times. So that COVID hotline at a Dakota County level is a really good resource. I would also encourage your listeners to check out our website for Dakota County. You just Google Dakota County, and the first thing that will come up, there's a banner that runs across every site on our website that lists COVID resources, and we've also been updating resource information on the website weekly with the latest information about community resources that are available, whether that's resources through the school system or through our food support networks, through our county services that we offer. We provide a lot of county services that are really intended to support people through situations like the one that we're experiencing right now.
What are some things that you would recommend for us you know, a lot of people, kids are home from school, they're not seeing their friends. And I think as an adult, we can sometimes just dismiss that and say, well, you know, that's just the way it is. But friends are so important to kids, aren't they? And what can we do to help fill that void?
Yeah, thanks for that question. I know as a mom of two young boys, this is something that I'm thinking about a lot these days. So I think there is, you know, and depending on the age of kids, they're experiencing a lot of different things, whether it's loss of some of the celebrations with graduations or, like you said, just not having that day-to-day contact with their friends, which is so important at, throughout all the ages. So there, I think there are some things that, you know, we can all do to support our children and youth through this time. So just some of the tips that I know that we've been sharing is kind of the importance of sharing information. So talking to kids about COVID-19 at a level that they can understand, but just that openness to talking and sharing information, helping them feel secure. So I think as caregivers and parents and other caring adults, we can be reassuring to kids about their safety, validating their feelings that it's okay to be upset and it's okay to miss their friends, and letting them know they can ask questions. Another thing that I think we're all experiencing is there's a lot of overload of information and news coverage, and children are experiencing that too. So just again, opening that line of communication up to ask questions, but also kind of limiting some of that information that they may be getting to kind of reduce their stress level.
What do you think if parents have lost a job? Is that something that you talk openly about with your kids?
Yeah, I think at a level that is, you know, kind of appropriate to them, but they probably will have questions and they'll sense that. So I think, you know, talking about that helps them to understand that. And then I think just also kind of creating and maintaining some of those regular routines, even if there is a, you know, a job loss or a school, you know, as people are dealing with different school routines, just keeping some of those fun activities as a family or mealtime routines can be really important for, even as in the midst of the change, keeping those routines for kids.
You know, you mentioned you have two sons. I would assume they're busy with extracurricular sports activities. Do you think it's a positive, though, that perhaps we've dialed that back just a little bit for our mental health?
Yeah, you know, and I know it's different for each family, but I know for our family, we've really just, we've been embracing the time that we have together and really enjoying not necessarily being running in so many different directions. So I think while they're, I know, missing out on that connection and that camaraderie with their teams and their friends, it has given us new opportunities to have fun as a family. So I do think there's, you know, it's important for kids to be able to see that we can adjust and develop new ways of interacting that still is fun and still is connected. And I know, you know, another thing that I think is really important for kids is luckily with technology, there are a lot of ways to stay connected. So whether that's doing FaceTime chats with their friends or relatives, there's that importance of staying connected or even sending a letter in the mail, just developing new ways and to stay connected.
What about adults? What sort of tips do you have for us?
Yeah, so I think there, you know, a couple things, and, you know, again, this is just, some of these things are important at any time, but especially during these times where we may be having less of our normal outlets where we would get support or relationships. So I think one thing would be to think about different things that we can do to relax. I know our parks department is really promoting the parks as a way to get out in nature. You know, there's a lot of mental health benefit of being out and exercising and being in nature. So looking for ways to relax or to sort of have distractions. I had mentioned with kids, but I think the same for adults is just kind of limiting exposure to some of the media coverage that can get pretty heavy. And for some people, that constant kind of negative messaging can really kind of start to impact us personally. So I think it's just understanding your own boundaries with that and kind of being able to recognize when that might be having a negative impact. The other thing that I know we have a wonderful county communications department, and they've been putting out a lot of great information on social media and to our staff, but they have a lot of great tips too. I think one of the things that we can do is practice mindfulness and gratitude, and some of those things are really shown to have positive effects on mental health, too. So taking time to write down things that you're grateful for, or calling people to let them know that you're thinking about them, just maintaining those connections can really both support other people's mental health, but also your own.
Emily, what else would you like to tell our listeners about Mental Health Month?
No, I guess I would just want to reiterate that, again, mental health is something for us all to be thinking about, just like we should be thinking about improving our physical health. We should be attentive to our mental health. And it is very common that people experience mental health challenges that they might not be able to kind of address on their own. So it's really, there are a lot of resources available. A lot of resources have moved to telephonic access during this time. And so I just would encourage people to reach out if they do need support. There are a lot of resources available. And at the county level and at the state level, we have a number of places where you can get information and support. And so I had mentioned some of the county resources. Just real quickly, I wanted to mention some of the statewide resources, too. So there is a statewide warm line for people to call and get support. And that number is 651-288-0400. There's also a National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. That number is 1-800-273-TALK. And then I would also just mention that NAMI Minnesota is a really great resource in Minnesota. It's the National Alliance on Mental Illness Minnesota, and they are offering a lot of free online classes and support, as well as a phone number as well. So those are just a few of the things that I would mention. Again, a lot of tips that you can do on your own, but also a lot of really great supportive resources out there if you want to reach out for support.
Well, we're so happy that you reached out to us, Emily. Thank you so much. Great information and a really, really good time to get this information out. Emily Shug, she is the Deputy Director of Social Services with Dakota County, and May is Mental Health Month, and we're thrilled that you shared time with us and gave us some good resources for us to tap into if we're feeling a little stressed.
Thank you so much for having me on and for talking about mental health. Have a great day.
Thank you. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.